Today is Wednesday, November 10th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I've been listening to Big Fatty online today because I was super behind. I was 26 episodes behind, to be clear. And I haven't even gotten up to when he talks about the bread. I was thinking he mentioned the bread box on Little Fatty Cast. At least that's what somebody told me. So maybe he mentioned it on both Little Fatty Cast and on his own personal show. Anyway, so I'm going to continue listening to his show until I'm caught up, which I do have to drive later because I have orchestra rehearsal tonight. So I'll get another probably 50 minutes to an hour worth of driving. So because I listen at double speed, that gets me 5 more episodes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I've got about 9 left. So by the time I get back from rehearsal tonight, I will only have 4 episodes of Big Fatty online left to catch up. So maybe I'll hear what he says about the bread box, or if he, I don't know if he's even gotten it yet, but I know it's been mentioned on Twitter a couple of times. And anyway, today I've already been driving because I had to go to the spit valve factory again. I think I mentioned yesterday that my laptop that I was using for work started swelling, and I didn't notice it because it's just been sitting under my desk connected to a monitor and a keyboard. And I noticed it the other day, and it's a 2015, or it was a 2015, rest in peace. But anyway, they had to do some reimaging on the new one, and so I had to leave it there and go pick it up today. So I had to take my meetings in the morning and then have lunch and then drive to work, which is, work is even further away than church is, because Mark and I moved kind of out of, we moved to the I guess you could say suburbs. And I mean, we're out in the middle of a cow pasture, basically a housing community that sprung up in the middle of cow pastures is basically how it works. There are also vineyards around here. We have a lot of grapevines and a winery, but I digress. Anyway, so I had to go there. So I already spent over an hour in the car earlier today going and picking up the laptop. And then I've been working to set it up after I got back home. And because I have orchestra rehearsal tonight, Mark and I haven't walked yet. And so I'm recording a little bit early because we have to walk immediately as soon as he's done with work so that I can get back and get my trumpet and leave to go to my rehearsal. So it's going to be a busy evening. And then when I get back, we'll eat dinner, watch a show or two, and then go to bed. I haven't been sleeping well the past couple of months, but not every day. And I used to pride myself, and I don't know if this is something to really pride yourself in, but Mark would always tell me, I woke up at 3 a.m. and I couldn't get back to sleep until 5, or something woke me up at 1:30 and I couldn't get to sleep until 4. And I've always prided myself in, once my head hits the pillow, I go to sleep. And I sleep all night. Even if I do have to get up to pee or something like that, I go right back to sleep. No problems at all. You know, I'm a heavy sleeper, and it's easy for me to get to sleep. And for whatever reason, I was proud of that fact. And then I would say the past 2 or 3 months, I've just been having these issues where I'll wake up randomly in the middle of the night. I don't know why. I mean, maybe it's because I need to use the bathroom. Who knows? But then when I get back in bed, I can't fall asleep. And so that happened last night. I woke up at around 3 or 4. I don't remember exactly what time it was. And I was just tossing and turning, and I couldn't, you know, every little noise, every little light shining in, anything was just bugging me. And I could not go back to sleep. And I started thinking about something. I don't even remember what it was that I was thinking about. But I started thinking about something. And I couldn't go to sleep. I probably didn't get any good sleep at all from then on. But I think I went back to sleep around 5 or something. Even then, I don't think it was a good sleep. So that was my evening. So tonight, I don't know, I may be really sleepy because I'll have rehearsal and then come home. And we started a new show that I actually had started on my own. And I didn't think it would necessarily be a Mark show. And I just thought, oh, I'll try this. And I wasn't sure if I was going to keep watching it or not. It's a show called Succession on HBO Max. I don't know. It may be on HBO as well, but it's on HBO Max and we pay for HBO Max. So, you know, might as well. And we've only watched a couple of episodes, but it's, you know, it's got really good reviews. Loads of people love this show. So I don't know if there's ever a show where you watch the first episode and you're thinking, I'm going to keep watching it because it has such good reviews. And so surely I'm going to like this, right? But actually, when we got into the second episode, it does kind of grow on you. And you, I mean, it's about this wealthy family who the old man owns a media empire. Think Rupert Murdoch, like the owner of Fox News Network or whatever. Although I don't think it's not similar, as in it's not, at least so far, they haven't spun it as being this politically conservative skewing, you know, whatever. It's just a media network. And he's an old man, so I just think Rupert Murdoch. But a Ted Turner, you know, the Turner Broadcasting could be another example. But you know, the family, he's getting it to an age, the old man is getting to an age where he's going to be, should be retiring. And so the children, I think it's going to focus around, you know, their squabbling and the family squabbling around the business and, I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, I'm getting more hooked after the second episode, so I think we're going to continue watching it, and I'll report back and let you guys know if it's one we decide to keep. I think they've got about 3 seasons so far. So we were still talking about the weekend because I actually did stuff last weekend. So I mean, I'm stringing this out, but we had talked about walking in the morning and, you know, going to the movie. So we talked about the movie. And so anyway, after the movie, we had the football game, which was in the same town. So the movie ended about 2:30. Really enjoyed the movie. It's kind of weird that it's getting like bad reviews on Rotten Tomatoes because I really liked it. But, you know, whatever. It is what it is. So anyway, The game was at 3, and I knew that this might be a problem. You know, the football stadium holds, I'm only guessing, but I would assume 70 or 80,000 people. It's a big, you know, SEC conference, you know, football stadium. And Arkansas was ranked earlier this year, although we're not ranked now, but we were in the top 15 at one point. But anyway, so I thought, you know what? Parking is probably going to be an issue. So this may be a struggle. But we had our tickets, and then I just told my stepdad, I'm like, we'll meet you guys in the stadium. Don't wait on us. And so we drove towards the stadium, and traffic got really bad. And then there was no place to park. I wanted there to be paid parking because here's the deal. On a university campus, they have all of these spaces for students and teachers. And if you're not a student or a teacher, they can tow you if you park in those spots. So that rules out any of those spots. You know, they can tow you. When I was a student, when I used to be, you know, in college and I played in band, I could park anywhere I wanted to. I knew because every day going to class, I knew what lots I could park in and stuff like that. So I could park, walk to the band room or wherever we were meeting, and it was fine. And then after the game, I also wasn't stuck in this horrible traffic next to the stadium because I could walk back to my car. And I haven't really gone to a lot of football games since, you know, since I got out of college. And so, but I knew. So traffic was horrible. We drove around. We ended up on campus, which is not good because the traffic was horrible and they had blocked a bunch of roads. And we're driving. And then there are some little, you know, on the edges of campus, there's like a shopping mall and there's, you know, some other things. But not really a shopping mall, like a small outdoor, you know, like a dollar store and a couple of restaurants and some things. And the mall is a little bit further away. So anyway, the mall is not within walking distance of the stadium. So, but we looked in all of those parking lots near the university had these signs that say, parking for customers only, we will tow you. And I thought, well, you know, normally I wouldn't think anything about that. But when you're near a college with a big, huge football stadium, you're probably checking on a Saturday, you know, and towing people, you know, because otherwise your parking lot would fill up. Finally, we found we did a visitor spot in an apartment complex because I thought, well, they're not going to tow someone in the visitor spot because they don't know who they're visiting. But it was about a 20-minute walk from there to the stadium. And so we didn't, the game started at 3. We didn't get in our seats till about 3:45. Luckily, they were only in the first quarter. And it was an exciting game and Arkansas won. So overall, it was a good experience. But man, parking was not good. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.